Simon and Schuster Audio presents Monstrous, a Savage Novel by Thomas E. Snegoski. Read by Madeline Mabee.
Prologue. The Calm Before the Storm. Delilah Simpson dreaded the sound, that low buzzing of her phone that grew in intensity, dragging her up by the ear out of the deepest of sleeps and back into reality. It was time to get up for work. Ugh, she thought as she reached out to the nightstand for the phone. Part of her was tempted to turn it off and roll over for just a little bit longer, but she knew that would only lead to trouble. The old Delilah would have done just that, and been late for work, or not shown up at all. But the old Delilah wasn't here anymore. She hated to think of her old self as dead. That just seemed so morbid, although it wasn't too far from the truth. The old Delilah had had to go away permanently as her life took a new path. With her son. Delilah sat up and squinted at her phone, yawning loudly. The temperature outside was still warm at 65 degrees, but it looked like there was a chance for showers. Good to know. She stood up and stretched, then shuffled in early morning darkness to the playpen, where Isaiah lay fast asleep. She leaned in to watch him, curled up on his side in his BB-8 pajamas. Delilah swore the 4-year-old could have slept through a hurricane. She reached down and gently rubbed her son's back, the love that she felt for him almost overwhelming, bringing her close to tears. He was why she'd had to change, why she had gone back to nursing school, and why she was up at the crack of dawn to work a co-op job at the Elysium Hospital in Boston. Isaiah stretched at his mother's touch, and she again felt a wave of guilt over the fact that her son didn't have a proper bed and was forced to sleep in a hand-me-down playpen given to her by one of her mother's friends. "Mama's gonna buy you a big boy bed," she whispered softly, watching the cutest of smiles spread across his gorgeous face as he continued to sleep on. But first, she needed to get herself ready and get to work so that she could get paid. After her shower, she quickly got dressed, deciding on the pink scrubs that day. It felt like a pink day for some reason.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?